Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado Real Estate Commission Rates: What Pros Should Know About Seller Costs. HomeLight outlines the average Colorado real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding typical commission structures helps Colorado agents communicate value, set competitive rates, and guide seller clients toward maximizing proceeds. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your commission strategy. https://blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-colorado. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Post NAR settlement, who still pays buyer agent fees in Colorado? Following the NAR settlement, most Colorado sellers continue to pay the buyer's agent commission. Colorado real estate professionals need clarity on evolving commission structures to properly advise clients and remain competitive. Use HomeLight's Colorado Agent Commission Calculator to model scenarios for your clients. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado Public Records Online Directory. Colorado public records relevant to real estate professionals operating in CO. Read the source, publicrecords.ronline.com/stateco. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado Property Records Search. Owner's Deeds Permits. Check property records in Colorado. Find owner info. Search permits and purchase history. Look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records, and much more. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in CO. Read the source, acheckcolorado.propertychecker.com/Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Message bar missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in CO. Read the source, aca-prod.excella.com/default.aspex. Colorado Real Estate Updates. Colorado commission rates hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Colorado is 5.71%, roughly matching the national average. Local professionals can benchmark their own fee structures against this verified state-level data when advising clients and negotiating listings. Review the full survey findings at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-colorado/. Colorado Real Estate Updates. Boulder County building permits apply in unincorporated areas. Boulder County building code amendments and permits apply in the unincorporated portions of Boulder County, outside of incorporated cities and towns. Real estate professionals in CO need to verify whether a property falls within unincorporated Boulder County or an incorporated municipality to ensure clients pursue permits through the correct jurisdiction. Check the Boulder County building permits page before transactions in unincorporated areas, bouldercounty.gov/property-and-land/land-u/building/building-permit/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture. often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.